Our next guest was on the job, but no longer. He's laid off, if you will.
Yeah.
BASS announced that it was closing the rest of this year's circuits for the time being, or suspending him. Jeff Gustafson is one of the Canadians who was in this year's Bassmaster Classic, one of three Canadians. And as soon as the Bassmaster Classic was over, they announced that the rest of the tour was on temporary shutdown. So joining us now from his hunts in Northern Ontario and Kenora is Jeff Gustafson. How you doing, Gussie?
Pretty good, boys. How are you guys doing?
We're coping. We're coping.
Yeah.
It's a different world for sure. You've gone from highs and lows over the last few weeks. It's quite the adventure you've been on. Tell us, first of all, Jeff, tell us a little bit about the Bassmaster Classic. What is it like competing in the Super Bowl of fishing?
Well, that was like, any of us that fish bass tournaments, whether it's one or two a year for fun, or we do it for a living, or we, fish as many as we can in Canada over the summer, the dream is to fish in that tournament. So that was a, big bucket list thing for me. Had a great time, had my whole family down there. I didn't have a great event, it was tough fishing. You saw a few guys caught them pretty good, but a lot of the guys caught what they caught each day. I spent a lot of my practice time looking for like the magic cast, offshore out in the grass. And I just never found that sweet spot, but it was a great event, and you kind of got to fish to win that one. There was no points or anything. So I did get the big bass on day two. So I got, feeling good out of that, but yeah. It was an amazing week. They treat us like rock stars and it was fun. And it's so, very motivating to want to get back there. But it's been funny. A crazy start to the year. Like we had our first 2 days at the St. John River canceled, then Chickamauga got canceled back in February because of flooding. And then, last week, my wife and I actually went over to South Carolina last week to Santee Cooper, where we're supposed to fish later in April, and ran around out there for a day and looked around. I'd never been there before. And then we were just sort of killing time and got word that Chickamauga was going to be canceled this past week, and so we just pretty much packed up, got on the road, and headed it home. So we're both on a quarantine out up in Kenora right now, and hanging out at home. And
how to tell us a little bit about the closures. What have they said? Is the whole year suspended at this point, or how are you dealing with it?
No, we don't really know what's going to happen. Like, we're supposed to fish again in 2 weeks in Alabama, and that has not been officially canceled yet. I'm, expecting that it's going to be. They said they'd let us know here this week coming up. So, and then after that, it's another week or two, and we're back to South Carolina. So I'm kind of feeling like at least these next two tournaments are probably going to get postponed. And then, we really don't know what's going to happen. I feel like probably some of these are going to get rescheduled for the fall. But again, it's just we're just kind of all in a wait and see. This is not convenient for anybody, but I think we all got to do our part just to try and beat this thing and keep it from getting any more out of control.
And it's the uncertainty that's the biggest problem, right? Is the uncertainty of not knowing when we can get back to some form of normalcy. How long have you been back in Kenora now?
I got back. I actually had I had some issues getting back on Saturday. Uh-oh. I had some truck problems, and then so I ended up being stuck for a couple days. My dad had to come down to Southern Illinois and pick up my boat and my wife. And then I got everything fixed up, all good, and got home Monday night. So just, the glamorous life of pro fishing, if something can break, it will. And we've been home since Monday night, Tuesday, and it's actually been cold the last few days. So I haven't been doing a whole lot. I've been playing around with my fishing tackle a bit, and watching some TV, playing catch up on my office stuff. And then, over the weekend, it's supposed to start getting pretty nice, and next week looks pretty nice. So I'm going to do a bunch of ice fishing. It's kind of prime time for that up in my part of the world. And ice conditions are still pretty good, and it'll be good for a week or two. And this is actually probably the best time of the year to catch the biggest pike, the biggest walleye. It's actually really good fishing. So,
And talk about isolation, right? Talk about being able to get out and be on your own. I mean, what a wonderful opportunity to go out on a nice sheet of ice and drop a line through a hole and just kind of chill, right?
It is, and we actually live about 10 miles out of Kenora. So we live out in the woods, basically. And I can jump on my snowmobile, be on Lake of the Woods in about a minute, and have, awesome fishing, within a short ride for walleyes, pike, crappies, lake trout, whitefish. Seasons are open for everything. Walleye closes April 15th. So, I'm going to be doing a bunch of ice fishing. And anyone that does, I mean, it's funny. My friends down in Alabama or Florida, wherever down south, they just can't believe that somebody would go drill a hole in the ice and go fishing. But I love it. And, this time of year, that's when you want to be out there. Weather's nice and fishing's pretty good. And hey, we got to eat. So I'm going to catch a few walleyes and eat them up, and it's going to be awesome.
If there's ever a time to be down from your tournament to life, this is probably it. The next few weeks, this could be good for you. We really appreciate you joining us, Jeff. We've got to run. I could talk to you all day. We really appreciate you filling us in on the gaps with the BASS and what's going on. Wish you all the best of luck when we do get back on schedule and you get on the road again. We'll keep an eye on you and keep us informed, would you?
Yeah, anytime, guys. Love catching up and chatting with you guys. Look forward to doing it again, and hopefully it'll be talking about a good tournament or something good down the road. But take care.
All right. All right, my friend. Take care. Jeff Gustafson, one of Canada's premier tournament anglers south of the border, and one of three Canadians to be at the Bassmaster Classic this year. More journal after this. When we come back, we have a special guest. You're going to like this one, folks. Don't you dare go away. More journal after this.